Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Fun but stressful.
It's been fun.
Yeah.
I mean the opposite of that. I meant to say
stressful. I mean, I've been very stressed.
I would assume none of it's fun.
You ever pull a hamstring?
Actually, yeah.
Oh, yeah. We were talking about
softball.
Right. You were telling us about this. Yeah.
Yeah. That was the end of an era right there. I was like, I should stop doing anything where I try to run fast.
Now, maybe it's because I'm very fast. Yeah. Keith, but maybe it's because I don't really open it up.
That's true.
But I've never pulled a hammy. In fact, I don't know that I've really had any soft tissue. I'm well hydrated. I'm very limber.
Not to be like everybody who's had the injury and is an expert on it, but it's one of those things that hurts like hell, but it's not 7 weeks.
Well, all I'm saying, but not even that. Anybody who I know who's ever injured a hamstring or other athletes you've heard talk, I've never heard them be like, it's fun.
No.
Like, I don't think it's
stressful.
I don't think it's fun. Stressful makes sense.
Yeah.
I don't think it's fun. So that was.
He corrected himself, but it's also the first word he thought of when describing it. But he's talking about like being around the team and being in the meetings and like trying to stay involved. But at the same time, they need him on the field. And we'll see what happens today. I mean, today's going to be a big one to see, is he limited? Is he, I doubt a full participant, but like, is he even out there or is he starting yet another week of practice as a straight up DNP? And then what? Like, then it feels like, all right, you're not turning that around in time to be in the game on Sunday.
You're right. Today's a big day, and maybe we'll get a report, maybe. Or maybe you'll hear it live from Mike Vrabel in the 1 o'clock hour, updating us on Christian Gonzalez and his availability. If he's out there today, that changes a lot. He was made available. It sounded like it was... Nick, you were telling us this off the air or maybe on the air.
It was for one of the NFL initiatives.
I was going to say, not necessarily charitable, but an NFL initiative that he was on there promoting. So it didn't necessarily sound team sanctioned, but more league sanctioned, if you will.
I think they actually kept him a shorter amount of time than we had him.
Well, I was going to say.
Five questions, three of them were about the initiative.
Oh, well, you just answered my question. I was going to say, did they do 10 questions with him?
No.
Five questions.
They only asked
three total.
It
was like 3 minutes.
Okay. They didn't have time.
So we didn't get the 10 cues with Gonzalez.
They didn't ask him if he wanted to fight 10 horse-sized ducks or one duck-sized horse.
With your sore hamstring, how many fifth graders could you beat up?
Oh, right now. See that? Yeah, that's a good question. With the bum wheel. They asked him about his wheel.
Probably like two or three.
Yeah.
Fifth graders are big now.
Oh, yeah.
They're growing them big.
They're rough. That's true.
Yeah.
So that was Christian Gonzalez yesterday on Good Morning Football. We'll get to your phone calls coming up. 617-779-7937. Jeremy Piven going to join us in studio coming up, hopefully in the next 15 minutes or so, moving target. He's on his U.S. National Stand-Up Tour. He is going to be at the Wilbur on Friday. So we'll have Jeremy Piven with us here in just a little bit. We got Would You Rathers on a Wednesday, 11:30. We got the hashtag Dork Minute. As I told you, Vrabel speaking live later on today, probably updating the Gonzo situation. When Curran joined us yesterday, Keith, and if you missed any of that, it's on the Odyssey app. My ears rung out a little bit when he started mentioning Buffalo.
I was like, wait a minute.
He's like, yeah, geez, I don't know. Maybe bring him back for Buffalo. And I'm like, well, I know Curran's a plugged-in guy.
Yeah.
That sounded to me like he maybe heard a little something, knows a little something, somebody mentioned a little something. Yeah, boy, I don't know. Maybe Buffalo, which would coincide with the return from the IR. If they put him on IR, he'd miss the first 4 weeks, back for Buffalo. So, I don't know. I thought that was odd that Curran just kind of mentioned that out of the blue yesterday. Like, oh, by the way, I don't think it's this week, probably not next week, but Buffalo.
Yeah, I don't really like that, but that does feel like the way this is going. That's the way this whole thing is headed because this team also, and you saw week one. Week one's the perfect example. Like, they don't have a lot of room for error. Like, they need to put their best out there, and then even then, they're going to be in a lot of dogfight games. And so it's one thing. Like, let's say this was the Patriots from 10 years ago, and you had a player on one of your starters was hurt. You could afford to slow play it. You'd still be 5-1 after six games. You still have Tom Brady, and you'd end up being fine, right? Like, right. Hey, you know, whoever it might be, like Steph Gilmore or somebody, Devin McCourty, like, take your time. I don't know. Like, if he's healthy, they need him. Like, look how many passing yards they've given up the last two games. They lost to the Raiders. So you're going up against the Steelers, not a guaranteed win. Even your guy, in Bryce Young and the Panthers, not a guaranteed win. There's no guaranteed wins along the way, and this guy would help you. So it's not the same mentality as you'd be like, hey, just wait until the Buffalo game. That's when you'll really need him against Buffalo. It's like, no, you need this guy every week. We saw that firsthand against Vegas.
So that is how I feel about it. And while you're right, Pittsburgh is not a guaranteed win. Carolina's not a guaranteed win.
No.
They should at bare minimum split those games, though, with or without Gonzalez.
I mean, I think they should.
It's much easier with Gonzo, but I agree. This is a winnable game this weekend. Carolina's a winnable game. Maybe they win both. They should certainly split. That's with or without Gonzalez. But I think Curran gave you an idea what the timeline could be, because I don't think that came out of nowhere yesterday from Tommy Curran. Do you find it interesting he actually talked? Like, do you find that he, even if it's a league initiative,
I do,
that he actually talked for the first time about the hamstring? That's the first time we've heard from him.
Yeah. Oh, I definitely find that more interesting than really anything that he even said. Was just sort of like the behind-the-scenes part of it, of like who the Patriots make available, who they don't make available. You'll even notice there'll be weeks that we have like our scheduled guests, right? We have Hunter Henry, Christian Ellis on Monday. We have the Milkman, Milton Williams, and Mike Onwenu. They rotate on Friday. But if one of those guys gets hurt and they're out for an extended time, they usually don't have them do it. Usually they're like, all right, we don't want to ask you about the injury. We're going to give you, they'll replace you. Right? Like last year or a couple years ago, I feel like there was like a curse or something. Like almost everybody we talked to got hurt. So we talked to like a bunch of different players. So anyway, Gonzalez hasn't been made available to the media. He hasn't been talking at his locker, I don't believe.
No.
And so now you have this on NFL Network. Because I saw somebody even say, oh, he's on Good Morning Football or whatever. I was like, no, I doubt it. Remember, we're like, I don't even think so.
No, my buddy texted me, he's like, hey, Gonzo was on Good Morning Football today. I'm like, that doesn't sound right.
Doubt it.
Turns out he sure was.
And so that might be the thing, though, when Nick's talking about like the league initiative stuff, like maybe they kind of have to, or I don't know how that goes.
The only thing I remember about Gonzalez talking, this is from September 3rd, so this is before the season even started. I set it aside. We never talked about it on the air, but Phil talked to Christian Gonzalez. And it was just it leading up to, I believe, week one against the Raiders. Gonzalez quietly folded and put away some of his clothing in his locker at Gillette. While his Patriots teammates prepared for a fully padded practice just 4 days away from their season opener, the third-year corner did not. He understood the plan for him on Wednesday was to do some conditioning work on the side and not much more. Quote, I'm working, he said softly. So that sounds like Phil got like a second with him aside from everybody else on the side. He's like, hey, man, like, how you feeling? He's like, I'm working.
Yeah.
Other than that, maybe I missed it. I don't remember Gonzalez talking, so that's the first time we heard from him. And I don't know. He text line says here, 617-779-7937. What I took from that is he says it's fun to get paid and not have to play.
I mean, it's one way to look at it. Another text says if Gonzo misses this game, it'll be his 16th missed game of his career. He's only played in 20.
Yeah, so I know you're not as willing to go to the contract stuff as I am with him, but
I think it'll be his 17th, actually. Last year he didn't play in one, right? So he missed, did he miss 13 in year one?
Correct.
Plus
he played
one,
the first four.
Plus
and
three.
Yeah.
I think it'll be 17 missed games.
Yeah, or missed 13, rather. So, yeah.
So he's sneaking up on having missed as many as he's played in.
So, look, I think the contract is right in the middle of this. Vrabel didn't bring that up out of nowhere. My opinion, what do I know?
Mm-hmm.
But that's just my opinion. It's bad business for him. If he's haggling over contracts already, or he's waiting to be 100% to come back, maybe he's at 95%, 90%, whatever it is, and he's waiting until he is 100%, no questions asked, making a business decision before he returns, I think that's bad business. And that stat is why.
Yeah.
He hasn't played in enough games.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
No, that's why I do think, and that's why I'm very hesitant to say that it is solely contract, because it is so, it's such bad advice either by the agent or it's just a dumb decision. Right? Like, it doesn't make a lot of sense. Like, even if you're like, hey, I want to be like Sauce Gardner. All right, great. Sauce Gardner played, and he played his third year. Then he got the massive contract. Some of these other guys, even when they had injuries, like they just played more, and you're banking it so much just off of your second year. Like, okay, the team actually has your rights for 5 years. And I'm very much more team player than I am the team more often than not, especially in football when it comes to contracts. But for him, you have to prove it. You have to prove that you're worth the Patrick Surtain deal. You can't just be like, hey, I looked really good year two, and everybody thinks I'm like a top five corner now. It's like, all right, but what did you do in year three? Oh, you slow played an injury? Like, no thanks.
But just because it would be a bad business decision doesn't mean he's not making a bad business decision or isn't getting bad advice.
There have been bad decisions before by players.
So, I mean, just because I think it would be a mistake to do it, plenty of people have made mistakes with their contract negotiations and effed that up and gotten bad intel and listened to the wrong person. And so that might be what's going on with him.
It could. My take as of still right now, because I think if Vrabel doesn't say what he says, I don't even know if there's much life, if any, to this story. Right? Maybe some people would be like, well, hey, that's odd and whatever.
Me personally, unless somebody else brought it up, I never would have even connected the dots if Vrabel didn't bring it up. Personally.
So that's why, which again, that one is hard to explain away. I still feel like it was a minor hamstring strain. That's when Jordan Schultz is like, he'll be back for week one. Then you fast forward a couple of weeks. They think he's on track. Maybe he pushes it too hard. And then you almost start over. Right? So say it was a 4 week injury. But then as you're nearing towards the end of that 4 weeks, you do it again, and now it's four more weeks. That's the only thing I can think of. And if it's any longer than that, then, like, good Lord, I have no clue. It shouldn't be this long. It's been more than 7 weeks for a hamstring injury.
Well, and again, the initial report was, as you just said, he'd be back for week one. Giardi was on the air on Friday and said, well, that was the initial report from his camp, or the initial word from his camp. But right around Minnesota, they started putting out something different. So the implication there to me is he had a setback, joint practices with Minnesota. Well, if he had a setback, put him on IR and we'll see him Buffalo. It sounds like we're not going to see him till Buffalo anyway, if you listen to Curran. So the injury setback stuff doesn't even fully align for me. But I think the real answer is none of us know. And that's the first time we got to hear from him. Vrabel, I don't think, has done a great job explaining what's going on. And if you don't tell us what's going on,
we're gonna
sit here and speculate and wonder what the heck's going on.
And Vrabel speaks today. We'll have that. He's going to speak right around 1 o'clock. And the first question is going to be about Gonzalez.
Should be.
And we'll see what he says.
It should be.
I said a chance.
Did I actually say a chance? I don't think I said there's a chance.
Like you did like three times.
You 1,000% said that there, Mike. Tim is in Hanover. Hello, Tim.
Good morning, guys.
Morning.
Hey, I just want to tell you, I think Gonzalez is a great bat. But the thing is, you know what? I pulled my hamstring. It took me almost 6 months. It felt like a golf ball coming out of the back of my on my thigh.
Six months.
I'll tell you, if they take him back, I'm telling you, if they take him back too early, he might be out for the rest of the season or a good three quarters of it.
Okay.
They got to rush him. They got to rush him back. They're going to be in trouble.
Yeah, I don't think they're rushing him back.
It How's it doing now? We didn't ask him about the leg now. How's his wheel doing now?
Yeah, Jones, have a conversation with the callers.
That's on me.
Jones hangs up on the callers too quick.
That's on me.
We could have gotten more intel there. We had another guy on the text line that said he pulled it 7 weeks ago. So he had a setback while playing wiffle ball.
I've pulled it more recently than 7 weeks ago. I can tell you
good
that.
Good for you.
Sick brag, bro.
That's great. He says he's not a professional athlete. He's 57, so that would be a difference between him and one of the differences between him and
one of the
Christian Gonzalez.
I mean, I do not want him to miss 6 months. That is true. I don't want that for Christian Gonzalez.
All right, hamstring pull recovery time. You ready for this?
I think we already looked it up.
Yeah.
Grade one, 3 weeks.
No, grade one, 1 to 2 weeks.
Oh.
Grade two, 2 to 6.
Oh, there it is.
Grade three, 6 to 12 or more.
So his was at grade four?
The last guy was must have been a grade four.
He's still dealing with it.
You might have something else. You might want to get an X-ray or
you
something.
You want to try, you know, maybe stretching next time you do something is maybe what you want to mix in there. The Patriots get the Steelers this weekend. Aaron Rodgers, we mentioned they're going for back-to-back wins for the first time since 2022. They've had 9 or 10 different chances at it, depending on how you look at it. They haven't been able to win back-to-back games in there. Do you think Rodgers is going to be a problem? You mentioned this earlier. Curran mentioned it to us yesterday. They lost to him last year the stinking Jets.
They did. I think the team's better this year, even without Gonzalez. I think they're better. I think they're going to be able to get more rush on him this year. And even with like Carlton Davis, I think they're in an okay spot there. Because it's really DK Metcalf, and they don't have a whole lot else. I thought they might try to pair DK Metcalf and George Pickens, but they didn't. They just decided to rid themselves of the headache. And so Aaron Rodgers, 2 games this year, he threw for 244 in a revenge game against the Jets where he had 4 touchdowns and it was great. Last week in a loss to the Seahawks, 203 yards, 54% completion percentage, and 1 touchdown and a couple of picks. So, yeah, I think he's, you know, he's kind of in line with Geno Smith and Tua. He's kind of like that. He's not much better anymore, and he's certainly not much worse.
No, and his week one, as you just said, he was great. Last week, they looked atrocious, so probably somewhere in between, and this defense makes quarterbacks look great. So how you feeling going into week 3 against Pittsburgh? How you feeling about Christian Gonzalez? Given the latest there from him yesterday on Good Morning Football, you'll hear more from Mike Vrabel in the 1 o'clock hour here on Jones and Keefe.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.